In his second year now, inside linebacker Michael Kendricks joins me, Dave Spadaro, in our Xfinity studio. Michael, what a year it's been, right? I mean, it flies by, year number one. Now you are a seasoned veteran.
I know.
Welcome to the club, man.
Thank you. Thank you.
How was your one?
Year one was a crazy one, but it was a good one.
Yeah.
Great year to learn, you know.
You learn through adversity, right?
I learned through adversity, and there's no other way. There's no better way to learn than through adversity. That's definitely a true statement.
Did you use the time in the off season prior to coming here as a period of reflection, or did you kind of put it out of your mind?
A little bit of both. You know what I'm saying? There was a time right after where, you know, you kind of want to forget, but, you know, later on you're like, okay, I'm going into season two. What can I get better at?
Mm-hmm.
What was I like last year? What were the things that I can get better on? You know what I'm saying? So there was a little bit of trying to forget, but then also at the same time having to reflect on that year too.
These are the questions that I want to ask you. How was last year? What can you get better on? You know, in the big picture, Michael, I imagine you proved to yourself last year that you can be a very good player in this league. Is that correct?
Yeah. Okay. I can be a very good player in this league for sure. I feel like it's just going to take a lot of work, you know, and a lot of hard work and a lot of patience and just understanding of the whole game in itself.
But that's more of a mental thing than the physical.
Even
part.
Though last year was last year, you know, there's times of you can get doubtful, you know what I'm saying, where you're like, man, this, because the league is hard, man. It's a hard thing. But I'm always hard on myself, even though people are telling me, oh, I did such a good job. I don't necessarily see it that way. I feel like I can be so much better,
Last year, I remember, I mean, for the first, I don't know, 5 months of your NFL career, every time you saw a reporter, it was like, hey, Michael, are you going to be tall enough to cover all these tall tight ends? Mm-hmm. And you don't hear that anymore, do you?
No. I definitely cover the tight ends. I did a good job. You know, there's a couple times I could have did better, but for the most part, I had a lot of PBUs last year.
Yeah. Big time.
Yeah, against tight ends.
I wanted to see you up the field. I wanted you to blitz more.
It was, you know, I was mad on those tight ends, man. For real.
Which was a great experience for you, making you a more well-rounded
player. I learned a whole lot. I went from, in college, rushing a lot and just covering the run. And I dropped in zones, but never too much man-on-man. You know what I mean? And that was a big transition for me. And I learned a lot last year, and now I'm so much better. I can cover man-to-man. I know that now. So if there's ever a time where we're in five or one, you know, I'm not stressing. You know, I got it down. I got it down pat.
So in this defense, which is going to be at times a 3-4, at times a 4-3, when you are in a 3-4 inside, how does that change your, in layman's terms, level of responsibility?
I have an extreme amount of responsibility. I'm making the calls. I'm making all adjustments, and
that's great.
Yeah, and that within itself teaches you a whole. I mean, whenever you have a responsibility like that, it forces you to learn. You know what I'm saying? Before last year, you know, we had one person making the call. That was D'Amico, and I was just, you know, observing and just in the game. This year, I'm tuned in. I'm zoned in. You know what I'm saying? I have to be, because it's that. Critical of me to know what's going on.
You have to become a professional in the truest sense of the word in a very short period of time, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
And that means what in terms of your daily life? Does that mean more time in the book, less time on the streets? You know what I mean? But I mean
just dedication. You know, I'm moving into the second year. I'm a veteran, and you know, there's just a whole bunch of responsibilities that I'm going to be responsible for. So that's gonna cause a lot of it's going to cause me to stay home a lot more. I'm going to have to be in my book. I'm going to have to get my rest.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stay up till 12 o'clock at night.
DVR it, baby.
Yeah. For real. For real. Yeah.
Physically, any questions at all? Or I guess the better question, when did those physical doubts go away in terms of this game is not too fast for me? These guys are not too big for me. I can handle all the mental stuff. Immediately?
I'm a linebacker, man. I got full confidence, man. I don't care. I think like that. I've always thought like that. You're not going to beat me ever. That's just how I am. But to be real, I'm also a realist at the same time. Even though I may talk a lot, I know in the back of my mind, okay, this guy's big as hell.
Yeah.
There's a possibility he could beat me. But I mean, all that went out the window when you're strapped up and you're in the game. You know what I'm saying? You don't think about that. It's you against him. You know, you against the other team. My team against theirs. So all that stuff goes out the window. But I would say, like, man, there was one time where I picked up the running back from Dallas. What's his name? Number 29, I think.
Yeah, Murray.
Murray.
DeMarco Murray.
Great player.
Yeah.
Beast of a player, right? Freaking runs hard, tall guy. And you know, even we lost that game, and it was towards the end, but and that was late in the season as well. But when I picked him up and I got him, I was just like, man, like, I'm here for real. Like, I've arrived. Like,
oh, that's
so
cool.
I mean,
welcome to the
little,
NFL.
There's little things like that, you know what I mean, that just lets you know.
There we go.
You know what I'm saying? Little things like that, it just make you.
That was a beast move.
You know what I'm saying? There's little things like that that just assure you, you know, you're supposed to be here.
What is it? What qualifies a player who, and everyone's talented, why are you a success when there are others who are probably as talented as you who don't make that critical step from college to the NFL? Is it the willingness to sacrifice, to be coached, to be humble, to be a hard worker? What is it? What is the secret, man?
Man, you know, I'm a true believer in creating your own universe and really believing in yourself. You know what I'm saying? And it's all about the words that you speak and the words that you truly believe. I mean, I don't ever tell myself I can't. I'll tell you that much. So maybe that's a little piece of the secret. You know, there's that aspect of it. There's the aspect of, you know, just overcoming, just having to. I've always had to prove other people wrong. You know what I'm saying? And and last year, being too short, you know, not being able to cover the tight ends was just fuel to the fire. You know, that's little things like that pushed me.
All right, here's your fuel. Here's your fuel this year. RG3, the read option, all that stuff that they're running. How do you stop it in the NFL? How are defenses going to catch up to that?
I have my own way of. I mean, I swear I have a. We could. I mean,
don't give a secret.
No, I mean.
Is it a read that you make?
It's being patient. Being patient and knowing what's coming at you before it comes. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's all within the game plan. I mean, I have my own game plan that I know would work, but it's not about what I think would work. You know what I mean? It's about what's going to be good, better for the team.
Do you at all daydream, Michael, at all about
all the time.
First game of year?
Oh, daydream
Monday
about
football,
the game.
That
oh, yeah.
far ahead. Do you ever allow yourself to get that far ahead and say, I'm going to be playing against RG3 if he's healthy?
Yeah. Most
Monday
definitely.
Night football game.
Last
one.
Night I couldn't sleep because I was calling plays in my sleep, like not versus RG3, but for practice the next day. I'm in my sleep. I'm dreaming about practice.
I think Bill Davis would be very
but
happy
it's,
to hear that.
It's not. I'm like trying to get some sleep.
Yeah.
I'm calling calls in my sleep and stuff, and it's throwing me off. I'm losing sleep here.
Well, you know, hey, it's that time of the year. You're getting into the off
it's
season.
Crazy.
You're getting ready. What are you going to do between now and the rest of, you know, when training camp begins? How will you kind of unwind and then ramp it back up?
Well. I'm going to go home, be with my family, watch my sister graduate.
Nice.
And after that, I'm getting right into it, getting my body right, getting my mental
right. Will you lift hard? Will you work out hard in that period of time?
I will.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
Cool. And no.
When I come back, I should be a little more rocked up.
Okay.
A little bigger, a little heavier, a little faster.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then training camp begins. Now you are used to the pace of all this practice. It seems like a tremendous amount of energy.
I think I'm used to what's going on now, but training camp, that's a whole nother curveball.
Yeah,
Who knows?
Yeah.
But I'm gonna be ready for the worst.
We look forward to it. Michael,
I appreciate you having me here.
Good rookie season. Yes, sir. More coming from Michael Kendricks in 2013. We thank you for joining us in studio here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.